You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hello, 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 Miami Dolphin fans, and welcome to the Same Old Dolphin Show, sponsored by BetUS, part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. I'm Josh Katzker. With me today and every day is my brother from the exact same mother, Aaron the Brain. Aaron, say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
Have you come down yet? Have you come down from the high that dropping a 70 burger on the Denver Broncos gave you?
Honestly, I have. The anxiety and, it's excitement, it's anxiety, it's, all of the feelings coming into this game, I'm feeling now. I have totally turned the page on that game. It's like we could have won that game 20-10 and I'd feel the same way. This is a big game. And if we win, it's going to be awesome. And if we lose, still going to have a long season to go. But, we're going to be filled with doubts and we're going to be in second place.
That's right. So a big, big game coming up this Sunday. And we are here on the Same Old Dolphin Show. We're going to preview it today. We're going to talk about that game, how it makes us feel, everything that's going on. And I'll tell you, full disclosure, I live in Central New York. It is Bills country here. And there's a woman that I work with right across the hall from me. I was wearing my Dolphins hat in the office today. And she goes, you ready for the game on Sunday? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. She's like, how are you feeling about it? And I'm like, well, as much as I would love to say, I feel confident that we're going to run you guys out of the building. I've been around this team way too long to feel like I'm going to be really confident that that's going to be the case. There's absolutely a world where that happens, but I don't know that I'm fully ready to buy in to the Dolphins going into the Bills' house and blowing them out. But we're going to talk about that here on this episode of the show. Talk about everything that we need to know to get ready and get hyped for the big game on Sunday. But before we get into all of that, make sure you're following us on Twitter. I'm at Amplified to Rock. He's at Aaron the Brain. That's at Aaron the Brain. Show is at Same Old Dolphins. You can also follow us at Same Old Dolphins, at Amplified to Rock on Blue Sky if you're there as well. Download, rate, review, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, anywhere you get your podcast. Go ahead and take a moment right now to tap that thumbs up button underneath the video if you're watching on the my Dolphins Talk YouTube page. Go ahead. That's what it is. The Dolphins Talk YouTube page. Smash that like button if you will. We appreciate it very, very much. And thank you for everybody who's listening and following along. Let us know where you're watching from in the comments, whether you're watching live on the I'm a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page, Dolphins Talk YouTube. Let us know in the comments. Let us know where you're from. Let us know where you're enjoying the show from, listening to the show from. We always want to get in that information. And of course, make sure you're visiting DolphinsTalk.com each and every day. Your one-stop shop for all things Miami Dolphins. Brain, in the 90s, there was never a bigger game on the Dolphins schedule than that annual visit to Buffalo to take on the Bills, right? And after a long break with both of the teams mired in mediocrity, we have once again arrived at a time where the biggest dates on each team's calendars are the clashes with one another. And the first of these meetings in the 2023 season takes place this Sunday, Orchard Park, 1 p.m. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo on the call. But Brain, with the Dolphins being among the hottest teams in the NFL and the Bills picking up a week one loss to the Jets, there's a lot of pressure on Buffalo. I don't know, maybe it's entirely on Buffalo. Maybe it's mostly on Buffalo, but there is a lot of pressure on the Bills to avoid taking an L here, which would drop them to 0-2 in the division and 2 games behind the Dolphins, which would be significant. So can the Dolphins keep that explosive start to the season on offense going? Can the Dolphins slow down a Buffalo offense that is hot in its own right? That's what we're going to talk about. But before we get into it, Brian, just general thoughts as we head into this game. It's a big one.
It's a huge one. And, you know, it's not just taking a 2-game lead, but also the Bills' loss in week one being that it was to the Jets. It was a division loss. So the Dolphins come into this game 1-0 in the division. The Bills come in 0-1 in the division. If the Dolphins get a 2-game lead in the division, plus have a nod on the head-to-head and are 2 games up on division record, they have a tremendous leg up in that division race coming down the stretch where even if these teams ended up being tied at the end of the season, the division record would, even if they split their head-to-head, the division record would then be the next biggest tiebreaker. So it's a huge game. There's definitely more pressure on Buffalo because of that. Like, it's their home game. They have, you know, their backs sort of against the wall in, I mean, it's September, so it's not really, but, you know,
it'll be October when the game happens.
Okay. Well, it's week four. Backs to the wall, not quite, but they don't necessarily want to put themselves behind the eight ball and be 2 games behind with a 2-game divisional, deficit and also be down in the head-to-head matchup. It's a pretty important game for the Bills. But it's not like the Dolphins are without pressure. I think the Bills probably come in as confident as Miami is. And like, why shouldn't you be? You're 3-0. You just scored 70 points. You should feel really, really good. And I don't think that the Dolphins are scared of Buffalo in the way that maybe they would have been a couple of years ago when, you know, it had been years since they had beaten them. The Dolphins got a victory against Buffalo last year. They went toe-to-toe with them last year in Week 15 and in the playoffs. Heck, I mean, the playoff game, they lost by 3 points with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. So the Dolphins have to feel pretty good. But at the end of the day, the Bills have still largely owned the Dolphins, especially in Buffalo. So the Bills have to feel good. I don't think the Dolphins are scared. But also, this Dolphins team has been a streaky team for a couple of years now, even going back to Brian Flores. So, you know, we've seen this team be hot and, you know, reel off 3 wins in a row, 4 wins in a row, 5 wins. We've seen them do this, but we've also seen how a loss can snowball on them. And this is a very losable game. And you don't want this to be the start that, you know, of turning the season around in the other direction, in the words of Cam Cameron.
Yeah, you certainly don't want that to happen. And it is a big game. Dolphins do have a little bit of a soft landing after this game with games against the Giants and Carolina Panthers before a Sunday night clash with the Philadelphia Eagles. But it is a big, big game. And we have seen the Dolphins, see that momentum shift. We've seen it happen before. But as you can tell, if you're watching live, you can tell that I'm pumped up because I got the 51 on, baby. I got the 51 jersey. I got the 75 patch over here. We're ready. I got the Brian Cox jersey on, the same jersey he was wearing that fateful day he walked into what was then Rich Field with the double birds up. So I'm fired up for this one. Always fired up for Bills week. And I mean, what's interesting is that it is only week four, but yet this is a big, big game. And I think we said it in the last episode that in terms of like divisional games at the beginning of October, they do not get much bigger than this. It is a huge game and it is an opportunity as much as it's big for the Bills because they don't want to fall 2 games behind the Dolphins. It's an enormous opportunity for the Dolphins to establish a firm grip on this division because of the reasons that you said. If the Dolphins can go in and get that win. It's a big win for that reason. Puts them two games up on the in the division, but it also makes a very loud statement that this is a team that is here and this is a team to be reckoned with, and that they are, you know, making a case for themselves to be among the elite contenders in the AFC. You know, everybody, as much as everybody was flying high after scoring 70 points against the Denver Broncos, you put a butt whooping on a bad team, okay? Which is good. You're supposed to put a butt whipping on a bad team if you're truly a good team, right? That's something you're supposed to do. But where the test really comes, and we've said this about this Dolphins team for a while, it's how do they do when they get into big games against tough teams on the road? And this is an opportunity to show that you can really do it. And I mean, you got that big win against the Chargers, and now you have an opportunity to do it again versus the Bills. And to be what the Dolphins would be, 4-0 in the, not just 4-0, but 4-0 in the AFC, it's significant. So a big game on Sunday for the Miami Dolphins. Excuse me. And the Dolphins got a lift, Brain, as we look into this game, because guess who has cleared concussion protocol? Do you know who that was?
Would that
Can
be...
I give you a hint?
There it is.
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
There it is. Yeah, so I mean, that's obviously big. The Dolphins need all hands on deck for this game, especially on that side of the ball. Because, you know, as much as we're excited about how explosive this Dolphins offense has been and how it's like a new dimension with the running game, well, granted that they haven't had the toughest competition so far this season, but this Bills defense may be on a whole other level this season as well. And so the Bills may have the best defense in the league. The Dolphins may have the best offense in the league. And so there's that matchup as well. This is going to be a heavyweight fight. These are two Super Bowl contending teams, and that makes winning the division that much more important, because at the end of the day, this might be a battle that determines home field advantage at the end of the season.
I want to ask you a question about that Buffalo defense, if I may be so bold. Because statistically, they are one of the top defenses in the league right now, right? But that's after games against Zach Wilson and the Jets, Jimmy Garoppolo and the Raiders, and Sam Howell and the Commanders. Mm-hmm. So it's not like these, it's not like the Bills were up against, you know, the greatest show on turf, which is a team that we've heard a lot about this week in the news. It's not like they were up against, you know, Tom Brady and Randy Moss. It's not like they were up against, you know, Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Waddle and Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane. It's not like they were up against that team. So we're going to see now what happens when the irresistible force meets the immovable object, or whatever the term is, right? This is that moment. We're going to find out what Buffalo's defense is really made of. And I think that's a big question, because if you look back to last year, Brent, and I think this is going to be a key, not to the playoff game. I don't really want to use the playoff game as an example, because that is not a true representation of the matchup, because that was the Bills against, I don't know what that was, the Dolphins were, you know, it was Skylar Thompson ball, right? But when you look at that Saturday night game from December, when the Dolphins played the Bills in the snow, and Raheem Mostert had 100 rushing yards in the first quarter of that game, the Dolphins were running the ball at will against the Bills in that game. And then in the second half, Mike McDaniel got away from it, and that was when the offense started to sputter out a little bit. So I think the key in slowing down this Bills defense and to implementing the game plan that we want is to continue to ensure that running game, which has been fantastic, right? Number one statistically in the NFL right now, thanks to, a lot of the butt whooping that we laid on Denver last week. But if you can get that, get that run game going, I think that is the key that is going to unlock the Dolphins' ability to do everything else that they want to do against Buffalo on Sunday.
I agree, but I also think Buffalo can live with it. Like, does Buffalo want to give up 350 yards rushing? No. I think both of these teams, strangely enough, are going to have, like, the same defensive game plan. I think both of these teams are going to have the game plan of, we're going to play a lot of zone. We're going to show a lot of light boxes. We're going to stop the run as much as we can. And hopefully we'll get you into third and long situations. But we're going to stay patient defensively and make you have to go on long drives. I really think this is going to be the kind of game where both teams are going. It's going to be a test of really a test of wills to see which team can stay patient on the running game, which team cannot shoot themselves in the foot with negative plays to stop drives. And then ultimately, as cliche as it is, it's going to be which team can finish drives and which team, you know, wins the turnover battle at the end of the day. I know that that's easy to say, but I think this is going to be the kind of game where there's going to be a lot of long drives. I think both teams have enough explosive players that there will be some big plays. But by and large, I think this is going to be a game where there might be, you know, four or five possessions for each team, each half. And, you know, you may have to go 10, 12 plays to score a touchdown. And which team blinks first? You're muted.
I did it again. I've still got this lingering cough, which has been a theme over the past like couple of weeks. I wish it was not, but it's still there. Anyway,
hey, I mean, every week you've muted yourself and every week we've won. So I ain't mad at it.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears. Yeah. So it's going to be a big test, a big test. What about when the Bills have the ball? Can the Dolphins once again send Josh Allen into glitch mode? And if so, how do they make that happen?
Well, I think that you play a lot of zone. I think that when you bring pressure, you contain him. You don't let Josh Allen get free, because I think that's how Josh Allen can beat Miami. Look, he can beat you with his arm. He's definitely capable of doing that. And they have the weapons where they can test this Dolphins secondary. But where I'm most concerned about Josh Allen is him picking up first downs with his legs. And, you know, there's only so much that you can do. But what you can do is you can play zone. If you play man, you're really leaving yourself wide open for that. But you can play zone and you can put an emphasis on, you know, when you pressure, you contain, you don't leave these huge gaps, you don't let him escape the pocket. I think you may spy him quite a bit. It'll be interesting to see if they do that, how often they do that. Is it Baker that's spying him? Do they spy him with a safety? Do they spy him with David Long? It'll be interesting to see how the Dolphins, you know, attack that. But more so than anything else, I think this is probably a game where the Dolphins go in with a very similar strategy that they had against the Chargers, which was, you know, we don't believe that the Bills can stay patient with the running game. At some point, they're going to want to just turn Josh Allen loose. And the recipe for Josh Allen making mistakes is Josh Allen going back to pass with seven guys in coverage, because it's not his strong suit to read the defense like that. So I think it really starts with first and second down. It starts with this defensive line really holding their own and finding ways. And Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer and company have to, you know, hold up their blocks, but also be able to shed their blocks and make some plays to stop some runs for, you know, 2 yards or less, and put the Bills in some tough down and distances so that you can get into the exotics, so that you can drop 7 guys in coverage and bring blitzes from unexpected areas. You just have to keep them off balance. You're not going to keep doing the same. You're not going to do the same thing every time. You're going to throw some different things at him, but it's mostly going to be zone coverage. And it's not going to be a whole lot of blitzes. It's got to be getting pressure with 4 guys and dropping 7 guys into coverage.
Do you think, Brain, that so one of the sort of things that is throwing a curveball into the Dolphins' plans defensively is that they may find themselves out or without Jalen Phillips once again. He's still dealing with an oblique injury as of Thursday, still has not practiced. You know, Friday is going to be a big day to see if he can even get a limited practice in. If he can't, I think it's safe to say that we're going to be going without him. So if Jalen Phillips isn't available, he's that pass rusher that you really think that has the ability to sort of make life a little bit difficult for Josh Allen. How do you account for that absence if Jalen Phillips is missing from this game?
Well, I think it hurts because it makes you less multiple. But at the same time, I mean, look at what they did against the Patriots. Look at the way Van Ginkle played against the Patriots. Look at the way Van Ginkle played in this last game. Emmanuel Ogba really stepped up when Phillips went out in this last game against Denver. So you're going to see more. If Phillips doesn't play, you're going to see more Ogba with his hand in the dirt. And it's going to be Andrew Van Ginkle that takes Phillips's role. I think where it hurts you is, you know, your ability to kind of move Van Ginkle around as a chess piece, to kind of move him on to opposite, you know, to move him on the opposite side, to have Chubb put his hand in the dirt and have both of those guys rushing off the same side. You're not going to be able to do that if Phillips doesn't play. So you're basically just going to have Van Ginkle as an edge rusher in the Phillips role. So it just makes you a little bit more predictable defensively and a little less multiple.
Yeah. What about on the other side of the ball? There is some possible absence. Well, we know for sure that it sounds like almost a certainty that River Craycraft is going to be out for this game. He picked up a shoulder injury against Denver. It sounds like IR is a possibility for Craycraft there. He hasn't been moved there yet, but it sounds like his injury is not just something little that he's going to be able to brush off in a week or two. It sounds like that might be something a bit more serious. Eric Azukama picked up a neck injury and is yet to practice this week. And then we've got the mixed bag of always. Savon Ahmed has practiced on a limited basis with his groin injury. Teron Armstead, of course, is limited. Tyler Kroft, limited. So the Dolphins may be a little bit shorthanded, but I think, again, the key, Brain, is that we get the return of Jalen Waddle, which is going to open up a lot in those big parts of the offense. But do you think that maybe Robbie Anderson, whoever it is, do you think he gets involved a bit more? We saw him reluctantly getting involved in the blocking downfield, but could he be involved? Maybe Cedric Wilson, who is apparently still on the Dolphins roster, maybe he gets involved. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Cedric Wilson, honestly. I think Robbie Chosen is a bit of a one-trick pony, whereas Cedric Wilson has a little bit more versatility in the routes that he can run. So when it comes to replacing a River Craycraft, where you're not running a bunch of 9 routes with River Craycraft, you're running, you know, more dig routes and slants and comeback, like little like underneath things. I think Cedric Wilson is probably the guy that kind of steps into that role. I would also say Eric Azukama, but if Eric Azukama doesn't play also, then, you know, you're probably going to have Robbie Chosen step up as well. But I think what it means more than anything is it means Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are probably going to play almost every snap in this game, if not every snap, on the offensive side of the ball. It just means a lot of that. And then also, you might see a lot more of a package that the Dolphins ran a little bit against the Broncos, which was a two back set with Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane. So to get both of those guys on the field, and then you can motion them into the slot. I mean, that's a whole, this is the dream, right? This is the dream scenario. You get all four of those guys on the field at the same time. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, and Raheem Mostert. It's a nightmare because there's so much speed, and the Mike McDaniel's going to put a bunch of motion in. It's going to be extremely difficult to account for. I think that's probably the answer, is you probably just see more two back sets. You see a little bit more tight sets, not as much three receiver. Although, to be honest, this team doesn't run a whole lot of three and four receiver sets. They're very comfortable in two wide receivers, one running back, two wide receivers, two running backs. The Dolphins are very comfortable. Dare I say, you might even see a full house backfield. You could even see a full house backfield.
Let's go. Game. I like get a little wishbone going there.
Yeah. I mean, want it. Look, why not? If the Bills are going to dare you to run, why not put Alec Ingold back there, put Durham Smythe on the end of the line, hell, run an off balance line, throw Kendall Lamb out there, and then put, Mostert and Achane back there, and the Bills sell out on the run. You play fake, and then it's Tyreek Hill down the field for a nine.
Give the people what they want. Give the people what they want. I love it. I love it. It's an exciting, exciting time. Brain, it's now time to talk about exciting time. It's time to talk about Caldera Labs. Because Caldera Labs is going to make your face an exciting time. Because it's going to make you look younger. You can put the creams on in the morning, put the creams on at night, put them on your eyes a little bit, not the eyeballs, but the area around your eyes, and you're going to look nice. Your skin is going to look refreshed. You're going to look younger, and it's going to be great. And it's all thanks to Caldera Labs. So head to calderalabs.com. Use the promo code DolphinsTalk. You get a 20% discount on their excellent products. You're going to look younger, and you're going to be happy about it. So head over to calderalab.com, promo code DolphinsTalk, save 20% off of your order. And you're going to look a lot younger. You're going to look a lot more exciting. You're going to look a lot like this Miami Dolphins offense. I'll tell you what, you're going to look a lot like that. But Brain, it is now time. It's not quite prediction time, but it is time for us to give our hashtag one hot take for the week. So let's get into it. Brain, what is your hashtag one hot take for Dolphins at Bills this Sunday? If you're watching live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel, go ahead and put your answer in the comments. If you're watching on the I'm a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page, put your answer in the comments. If you're listening after the fact, listening in podcast form, tweet at us at Same Old Dolphins. Let us know what your thought is. What is your one hot take for this game? We'll share some of them coming up. But first, Brain, yours. What is your hashtag one hot take for Dolphins at Bills?
The Miami Dolphins will have two 100-yard receivers, or 100-yard rushers in this game.
2 weeks in a row. I guess they didn't have Mostert was over 100 total yards, not rushing.
Yeah, I had to double check that as well. But I think in this one, the Dolphins have two running backs top the century mark in rushing.
Oh my, we'd love to see it. Let's see some of the responses that we got over here on Twitter. Excuse me. Jordan Murray says, Waddle will be waddling twice. Two TDs.
I had a better hot take, but I forgot it, so I choked.
Well, we'll let you come back to it if you want. Frank Amirati says, Waddle, 200 yards receiving. This one is in direct contrast to yours. It's from Jay Malone on Twitter. It says, Achane and Mostert's new fantasy owners are in for a big letdown this week. Tua will set a career high in pass attempts. I feel like if that's where we end up, that's not a good thing for this game. Mike from Dolphins Talk says Dolphins have a special teams touchdown. at Finish the Play says Dolphins win 2-0. That is a hot take. 2-0. That's a hot take. We'd love to scorch. We'd love to see it. Here's one from Tua Tunga at Burned by Tua. Ingold or Smythe touchdown. Alexander Emmett says, will be a one-position game, and Bills fans are cocky as F. And let's see. Oh, and this is not a hot take. Oh, no, here it is. The prediction, Dolphins defense gives up less than 5.3 yards per play while holding the Bills to under 20 points en route to a Dolphins victory. There we go. T_Hutch says Javon Holland pick six is the difference. Jesse at Jessemba 22 says two turnovers by Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Tan Marino, great Twitter handle, says Tua outplays Josh Allen. I love it. Let's see, what do we have any in the comments here, Brain? Let's see what we got here. Let's see where we go. One hot take. Josh Allen gets a mouthful of turf. Ooh, and that's AstroTurf. My goodness. Javon Holland will have two picks. This will be a statement game by Miami. Miami 40, Bills 14. We'd love to see it. How about this one? Waddle, one tutty. Hill, two tutty. Smythe, one tutty. A lot of people with tutties. We got tutties everywhere.
Big tutty energy.
We'd love some big tutty energy on this show. Well, I'll give you mine, Bryn. I'm sticking with it 2 weeks in a row because that's apparently my gimmick. Alec Ingold, receiving touchdown. Go Dolphins.
So I want to change my one hot take.
Okay, let's hear it.
I really feel like the Dolphins are going to pull out a fake kick in this game.
Oh,
I think there's going to be a fake kick in this game. I don't know if it's going to be, and you know, I'll throw it out there. This could be, it could be a fake field goal. It could be a fake punt. It could be a surprise onside kick. The Dolphins are going to do something on special teams. I'm not saying it's going to work, but they're going to try something because this is a huge game. It's the kind of game where you pull out the stops. If the Dolphins have something that they've been kind of sitting on, I think they pull it out in this game.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. I love the sound of it, though. I think that's exciting and fresh and, you know, against the Bills, exactly where you would like to have that sort of thing happen. All right. I think it's time to make some predictions about this game, Brain. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What's going to happen?
I think it's going to be a back and forth game. I think in a lot of ways it's going to be very similar to that week one game against the Chargers, where I think both teams are going to have success moving the ball up and down the field. And I think it might come down to who has the ball last. I don't know. I mean, we've seen this Dolphins defense the first 2 weeks of the season close and not allow game tying or game winning scores at the end of the game. I just have a feeling that Buffalo is going to pull this out. I have the Bills winning it 34-31.
Well, I mean, going into the season, I think everybody on our roundtable show here at Dolphins Talk, I think all of us had this down as a win for Buffalo. I think everybody did. And I was wondering if the Dolphins would put something on the field that would make me question that prediction when we got to this particular show. And I think they have. I think this is going to be a thrilling game. I think it's going to be a back and forth game. I think there will be times where the Bills lead by a couple scores. There will be times where the Dolphins lead by a couple of scores, and it's going to go back and forth. But ultimately, this is a game that is going to be decided by a field goal. And it is going to be a field goal of 51 yards. Made by Jason Sanders to give the Miami Dolphins a walk-off 38-35 victory in Buffalo to take a vice-like grip over the AFC East and raise the Miami Dolphins up, baby, to 2-0 in the division, 4-0 on the season, two games up on the Bills, and be sitting pretty with games coming up against the New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers. It's going to be a beautiful thing. You're Miami Dolphins, 4-0. Here we go. I'm changing my pick, baby. Dolphins win. Come on.
I love it. I love it. That. I mean, that the hot take should be Jason Sanders makes a 51-yard field goal.
That is a very hot take. That Jason Sanders attempting a 51-yard field goal would be, well, listen, Mike McDaniel makes some decisions that are head scratchers, and having Jason Sanders kick a 51-yard field goal would be a head scratcher in most circumstances. But if it's the last chance in the game,
no.
if it's run up one play from the 44-yard line or from the 34-yard line or kick the field goal, you kick the field goal, because mind you, in this situation, the game's tied. So the Dolphins' situation is make the field goal and win, miss the field goal and go to overtime, or have the field goal get blocked and returned for a touchdown and lose. But, you know, that's, nobody is making that hot take.
So you're calling a walk-off.
I'm calling it, baby. Calling my shot. The Chicago Cubs are currently collapsing in on themselves allow the Florida Marlins to make it into the playoffs.
Well, the thing is that the Diamondbacks are also collapsing.
Yeah. So I need this. I need the Dolphins to save me from the Cubs. Which is funny, because for the longest time I needed the Cubs to save me from the Dolphins. But here we are. So anyway, this is my life. Brain, that's it. That's going to wrap it up. So Sunday, big game. I hope everybody has a great time. Listen, I'm in Central New York. I hope that Monday I can walk into the office with my head held high and my Dolphins hat on and just have that quiet smile on my face. Because I'm not the braggadocious type. But I'll walk in with all my gear on and I'll give you the, hey, how was your weekend? You know? Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. How'd your football team do? Couldn't beat me. Let's go, baby. I'm fired up, Brain. We got the Dolphins. Bills got the juice back.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Look, there were a lot of great things about the 90s. A lot of disappointments in Buffalo. We need this decade to be a little bit different. Reminiscent in the big games, but we need different results.
To get myself hyped up for this game, I'm going to go watch some Hey Dude and Salute Your Shorts on Nickelodeon. Get myself fired up for some Dolphins Bills football. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Jesus, breathe over there. Breathe.
I'm too fired up, Brain. Too excited for this game. I can't wait.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Make sure, reminder again, make sure you're following us on Twitter at Amplified to Rock, at Aaron the Brain. That's at Aaron the Brain, at Same Old Dolphins, on Blue Sky as well, at Amplified to Rock, at Same Old Dolphins. Download, rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Really appreciate it. Do it. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it. 5-star rating. Appreciate all of that as well. Visit DolphinsTalk.com each and every day. Like the video. If you haven't done that already, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on notifications so you're notified every single time we go live. And you know what else, Brent? You know what I realized we haven't discussed yet before? We're on our way out here. We haven't discussed what kind of bagel Josh Allen is.
Oh, man. Josh Allen is an egg ET.
Ooh.
He's an egg.
My.
He's an egg everything. Because
Describe that for the people that have no idea, that have no frame of reference.
As far as what the bagel is like or what?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, describe that egg everything bagel.
So, I mean, what you have is your typical bagel is just like kind of made with like sort of like white, you know, it's not wheat. It's like white flour or whatever. With an egg bagel, you get an extra oomph. You get a little bit of an extra chew. You get a little bit of extra flavor in there. And then you still get with the everything bagel, you get all the seeds, all the flavors. And, you know, Josh Allen, I mean, he's got the cream cheese. He's got the scallions. He's got the capers. He's got the lox. But, you know, he's not. The thing about Josh Allen is that depending on the week, he can be a lox and bagel from like the best Jewish delicatessen, like a real New York delicatessen, or he can be like at like some real like an Einstein Brothers lox and bagel, where it's like it's got all the stuff, but it's just missing something. It's just not quite the same quality. It misses the mark a couple of times. What the Dolphins need is they need Josh Allen to be the Einstein Brothers lox and bagel this weekend, because if he's the New York delicatessen lox and bagel, frankly, he's tough to beat.
Well, I want to make sure, I want our guys to help make sure that he is that Einstein Brothers version. Get out there, AVG. Get out there, Javon Holland. Get out there, the bumbling ghost corpse of Xavier Howard. Get out there, Justin Bethel. How about the game Justin Bethel played? Like, get him out there making some plays. Jerome Baker, you get in there. Bradley Chubb, you get in there. Let's make this man's life miserable. Make him go glitch mode. Make him turn the ball over. Force those turnovers. Bring the pain, bring the house, and bring the dub back to Miami, because that's what the people want. That's going to wrap us up for this episode of the Same Old Dolphin Show. Thanks as always for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. Whether you leave us comments, whether you leave us a review or not, we are certainly glad to have you as part of La Familia. So thank you again for listening. And as always, take care of yourselves and each other. We will talk to you again next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Go Dolphins!